Here's a story from The World.
In Italy yesterday, police clashed with protesters. They had been rallying against Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who was attending the G20 summit there. Protesters held up signs like "Get out, Bolsonaro," and "Bolsonaro, no." Protesters accusing him of destroying the environment and the Amazon. Later in the day, Bolsonaro flew north and made a major commitment at the UN climate summit in Glasgow, a pledge to end deforestation in Brazil within 7 years. But as Michael Fox reports, many are not buying it.
A couple of years ago, I was working on a story about Amazon deforestation, and I got in touch with a man named André Caripuna. He's the leader of the Caripuna people, a small indigenous tribe in northwestern Brazil. On Google Maps, their land appeared as a long expanse of thick green jungle, about half the size of Yosemite National Park. When I spoke with Caripuna, he said he was afraid for their lives. Land invasions had spiked. At night, he could hear the backhoes from the loggers falling trees on their territory only a few miles away. Government restructuring and budget cuts had gutted the federal agencies that once helped defend their land. Today, it's worse. We've been abandoned by the government, André Caripuna told me this weekend. They're not helping us to protect our land. Invasions of Caripuna land have increased more than 40% over the last year, according to a report released last week. 2,100 acres of their forest was destroyed in just the last year. Caripuna sent me several pictures. The trees of a once pristine jungle lay in charred pieces on the barren ground. He says, invasions, deforestation, fires. What happens to our children? We need to protect this place for the generations that will come, he says. Laura Pereira is with Brazil's Indigenous Missionary Council, an NGO that works with the country's indigenous peoples, including the Caripuna. She says behind the invasion of Caripuna territory is a criminal network that profits off of logging and destroying the forest in order to clear land and sell it to farmers or ranchers. She says there are no heads of cattle yet on their indigenous territory, but when you drive in, you already see that some lands have been planted with grass for cattle farming. Cattle is big business. Brazil is the largest exporter in the world of meat and soy. Both industries have exploded in this part of the Amazon over the last decade, and they've been backed by President Jair Bolsonaro. Lucia Helena Rangel is an anthropologist who co-authored another report published last week that details how land invasions, violence, and killings of indigenous peoples rose last year amid the pandemic. Over 180 native peoples were murdered in 2020, 60% more than the previous year.
O que assusta agora é que o presidente da República...
She says, what's so concerning now is that Bolsonaro and his ministries, they've empowered all those people that have interests in pushing on to indigenous areas, from the poor guy who thinks he's going to get rich mining to the big and powerful, the mayors of cities. Bolsonaro said, go for it. It's no longer illegal, says Rangel. Indigenous leaders spoke during the online launch of the report last week.
Muito triste a gente ver.
It's sad to see, to witness, and to accompany the suffering of our people, said Ernestina Alfonso de Souza, a member of the Macuxi tribe who lived near the border with Venezuela. Amid this pandemic, the invasions have increased, along with the crimes against our people, she said.
Nunca tinha assistido ataques tão violentos, tão frontais.
Anthropologist Rangel says, I don't think we've ever seen such violent open attacks without a break. And the disrespect for the indigenous peoples is so great that even when they tried to set up their own health roadblocks to limit the entry of people into their areas amid COVID-19, many were violently destroyed, and invaders came in with guns, shooting and sending everyone running. Back in Caripuna territory, Chief André Caripuna fears for the future. We are afraid of being pushed from our homes, which is the only place we have, he says. Us indigenous peoples without our territory, we are nothing. The Caripuna's land is officially recognized by the Brazilian state, but a long-awaited Supreme Court case could impact this and hundreds of native lands across Brazil. The ruling is still pending. Indigenous peoples, including the Caripuna, are watching the case closely, with the hope that it will offer ever greater protection for their lives and land. For The World, I'm Michael Fox.
From PRX.